This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that maintaining economic and trade stability, ensuring energy security, protecting the interests of citizens and strengthening industry and supply chains remained government's top priorities amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi stated this while chairing a high-level meeting virtually with chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories last evening to review the country's preparedness in light of the ongoing West Asia conflict and its potential impact on India. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the need for vigilance, advanced planning and seamless coordination between the centre and states. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that by working together as Team India, the country would successfully navigate the emerging challenges. He noted that the situation remains dynamic and requires constant monitoring and swift, adaptive responses. Mr. Modi also urged the states to ensure the smooth functioning of supply chains and to take strict measures against hoarding and profiteering. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate Phase 1 of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Uttar Pradesh today. The airport has been developed at a total investment of around 11,200 crore rupees. The inauguration of this airport marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards becoming a global aviation hub. The Election Commission has intensified monitoring of the police administration in West Bengal following recent incidents of violence and unrest in several parts of the state. Strict directives have been issued to officers at all levels ahead of the assembly polls in the state next month. As per instructions from the Office of Chief Electoral Officer, all non-bailable arrest warrants must be executed and special efforts made to apprehend absconding accused. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. Notification for the first phase of assembly polls in the state will be issued on Monday. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has said the objective of the Special Intensive Revision SIR of Electoral Roll is to remove the names of infiltrators who have been included in the voters' lists on the basis of fake documents. Speaking at a private media summit in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Shah said the exercise aims to ensure the integrity and accuracy of voters' lists. He said the SIR process has been carried out in several states, including Tamil Nadu and Kerala, without major concerns being raised. He noted that objections have primarily come from West Bengal, while other states have seen smooth implementation of the exercise. Speaking on the ongoing West Asia conflict, the Home Minister said, despite global disruptions, daily life in India has remained unaffected and the country has managed the crisis effectively. Tensions continue to remain high in West Asia as Israel intensified strikes on Iran's key steel, power and nuclear facilities last night, further escalating the ongoing conflict. Tehran has condemned the attacks, saying they undermine diplomatic efforts and contradict the extended deadline for negotiations. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, in a social media post, warned that Tehran will impose a heavy price on Israel following strikes on key infrastructure, including two of Iran's largest steel plants and sensitive nuclear facilities. Iran has agreed to facilitate and expedite humanitarian aid through the Strait of Hormuz, which is one of the world's busiest oil shipping channels and a key choke point in the ongoing conflict. Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, Ali Bahraini, in Geneva said that Tehran has accepted a request from the UN to let humanitarian aid and agricultural shipments move through the critical waterways. Seven persons lost their lives and several others were injured after an avalanche struck vehicles in Zojila Pass along the national highway connecting the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. The incident occurred when large volumes of snow came crashing down while vehicles were passing through the high-altitude stretch engulfing several of them. And the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League is set to kick off this evening at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, with defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru taking on Sunrisers Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.